This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro in the home white uniforms, Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front, trimmed in the black. They've got black strips across the top of their shoulders here, orange trim down the side of the home white shorts. North Mac in the road, Carolina blue uniforms, white numerals, North Mac and black lettering across the front. Matouche to jump for Hillsboro. It will be Hendricks to jump for North Mac. Steve DeClercq, check that. Rob Sitton has it, and he will throw it up. And here we go. Rob Sitton, Steve DeClercq, Louis Lang, the officials in charge of the action here tonight as North Mac comes out man-to-man, and we would expect the pressure to be intense early from the Panthers after that outing against Riverton back on Friday. Here's Andre, checked by Downs, leaves it back for Vogel. Drake triggers a three, nothing but air, shot it over the rim, but the rebound tracked down in the far corner by Gavin Matouche. Vogel was amped up there. Into the hands of Jace Tekin. Jace leaves it back for Matouche. Gavin on the right wing. Dribbles past Andre, leaves it for Vogel. Off to Gavin on the left wing. Matouche now, Andre between the circles, being checked by Thorman. Nick Andre to the left elbow, cut off there by Thorman. In the corner to Matouche. Gavin Matouche wants the baseline. Downs cuts him off there. Good job by North Mac defensively. 50 seconds gone by in the quarter. And it's been all North Mac on the defensive end here. In the right corner it goes. Trapped there. Now Tekin goes backdoor. Has it on the right block. Fades away. Tough shot. Missed it. And the rebound down to Will Downs. Will wants the push. Ahead to Thorman. Grant attacks on Andre. Draws the foul. And free throws for Grant Thorman. They'll get the personal on Nick Andre. That is his first. And it will send Thorman to the charity stripe. The 5'8 senior. Just underway opening quarter. Hillsboro had the ball offensively for a long time. As the free throw good for Thorman. Game's first point to North Mac. Hillsboro got an offensive rebound on that sequence as well, but at the end of the day came up with no points on the game's first trip after holding the ball for almost a minute. Now Thorman for the second toss. Left that one a little bit short. Andre skies high for the rebound for the Toppers. Thorman right in his back pocket, jarred the ball loose, but Andre able to corral it at midcourt. Now crosses over on Thorman, gets in the paint, dumps to McCamick, off to Tekin for three, back rimmed it. Offensive rebound to Matouche. He's battling with Downs, but it's off of Gavin out of bounds. It'll be North Mac ball. Good job by Downs right there as Matouche had it initially, but Will stayed active and eventually knocked it off of Matouche. Here come the Panthers. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Tanner Wilson across the timeline. Off to Downs in the high post. Will turn, attack, left-hand layup, no. And the rebound down to McCamick. Outlet to Tekin. He brings it across midcourt. A bad bounce pass. Not sure what he hoped to accomplish there. Stolen by Thorman in the middle of the lane. That ball had zero chance of getting through. Grant, ball fakes a three. Gets into the paint. Slips it off to Hendricks. Left it short off the baseline. Rebound tapped around, rolls up the back of Thorman, eventually picked up by Hendricks. Heart of the lane, layup, missed it with the left hand, and it's going to be out of bounds off of North Mac. Hendricks wound up out of bounds on the baseline after that missed layup, and then he was the first to touch without reestablishing inbounds. Full court pressure for North Mac. Wilson knocks it away from Bogle, but it goes right to McCamick, who had inbounded the ball. Drake in the backcourt being hounded by Wilson. He's going to have to call for a timeout as Hendricks and Wilson came with the trap. 5:50 for the opening quarter. Good defensive intensity from North Mac early. They lead Hillsboro 1-0. We're back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Toppers inbound out of the timeout. McCamick's pass poked away by Wilson. Toppers will re-trigger. That pass is going to be tipped again almost off of McCamick. It'll still be Hillsboro ball, but they're having trouble here in the backcourt. I'd say T.J. Wilson's message received by the North Mac Panthers about the defensive intensity. They are bringing it right now. That pass almost hit on the sideline. Matouche makes the catch in the right corner. Gavin gets inside the foul line, kicks to Tekin. Jace dribble drive and a whistle and foul on North Mac. First team foul on North Mac. Then we get Matt Hendricks with the personal. It'll be topper ball on the baseline. As Hillsboro will stack everybody left side of the lane. It'll be Tekin to throw in. Jace gets it right into Matouche just outside the left block. Gavin is double teamed. Lost his dribble, kicks out to Tekin. Jace lost his handle and he's going to be called for travel. He didn't catch that ball cleanly, and as he was fumbling the ball, he tried to make a move towards the hoop. He's called for steps. Second turnover on Hillsboro. 1-0 our score, a Grant Thorman free throw, the only scoring so far. We've played almost 3 minutes. Hendricks top of the key on the left wing with Cannon Kirk. Cannon Kirk backdoor, Hendricks layup good. Nice two-man action right there. The bucket to Hendricks, the assist to Kirk. McCamick in the backcourt gets it off to Andre. He'll be trapped immediately. Long pass to Tekin. Numbers 3-on-2. Vogel behind the back. Matouche baseline left it short. And the rebound down to Will Downs. Nifty pass from Drake Vogel, but Gavin couldn't cash it. 4:50 for the first quarter. Thorman drives the baseline reverse. Layup is good with English. Very slick. Grant Thorman off the strong drive right baseline. 5-0 North Mac. Vogel in the backcourt leads for McCamick. That pass is tipped out of play by Thorman right in front of the stage. And it'll be Hillsboro ball with 4:35 for the opening quarter. Sideline trigger for the Toppers, and it goes to Vogel. Right block down to Matouche. He's doubled. Bounces to Andre. Nick open for three. Got it. Nick Andre gets Hillsboro on the board with the top of the key three ball. 5-3 North Mac. 4:20 first quarter. Hendricks working on Vogel. Gets past Drake. Leaves it back for Thorman in the right corner. Grant off to Cannon Kirk. He tees up a three. Missed it off to the right side. And the rebound down to Andre. Nick. Head up the floor, lead pass to McCamick off of Dylan's fingertips, out of bounds. Third turnover on Hillsboro. That's a tough catch for McCamick in full stride down the throw, or down the floor, I should say. That pass had a lot of mustard on it. On the right wing, Cannon Kirk in the front court. Back to Thorman between the circles. Grant return pass to Kirk. Halfway through the opening quarter. Here's Wilson, top of the key. Tanner Wilson, left wing. With Will Downs to the left elbow, leaves it for Thorman. Right corner three for Grant, around and out, no good. Rebound down to Jace Tekin. Jace racing into the front court, right down the heart of the lane. Shovel pass, Matouche off the window, it's good for Gavin. And we are tied at five. No one stopped the ball, and Tekin took advantage. 3.5 minutes, first quarter. Wilson drives baseline, cut off there. Across the floor to Thorman in the right corner with Kirk. Cannon Kirk. The 5'10 junior lost his footing but kept the dribble alive. Gives it back to Downs. Will, dribble drive right side, around and down for Will. His first bucket, not an easy shot for the lefty going off the right side, fading behind the backboard. Here is Tekin. Nice slip pass to Andre. Floats it up and in. Nick Andre has his second field goal of the quarter. 5 points, and we are tied at 7, 2:50 for the opening quarter. That shot for Downs the last time, easier off the right side of the floor for a lefty than it would have been off the left side of the floor. Here is Thorman attacking, rejected by Andre. Lead pass to Vogel, 1-on-2. Drake goes up and missed the layup, followed by Tekin, though. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Matouche, rejected by Downs. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Great job by the Panthers. They conceded nothing on the fast break there. McCamick and Vogel out. Dylan Smale is in, 5'8 sophomore, and Brock Belliver has checked in, 6'3 senior. For North Mac, it'll be Evan Langelier, the 6'1 senior, replacing Matt Hendricks. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. A 7-7 ball game, 2:35 for the opening quarter. Outlet to Dylan Smale now. Dylan crosses over on Wilson, gets to the left elbow, leaves it back now for Andre beyond the arc. Nick Andre works opposite the screen, bounced the ball off his foot, picked up by Smale. In front of the North Mac bench, on the right wing with Jace Tekin. Gets a ball screen from Matouche. Tekin leads for Andre, left wing. Ball fake, gets Thorman in the air. Nick rises up, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Nick Andre. They're going to say he created space with the off arm. His second personal foul, fourth turnover, second team foul. So two on Andre. That gets him off the floor. Drake Vogel right back to it. 2:05 first quarter. Here comes Grant Thorman into the front court, met by Smale at midcourt. Thorman works right side, leaves it for Wilson. Tanner, quick trigger three, air ball, and the rebound down to Belliver. Here's a long outlet to Vogel in the front court from Smale. Drake, jump stop, left hand finish, no. Offensive rebound, Matouche put back good. 4 points in the quarter for Gavin. Hillsboro has their first lead at 9-7. 100 seconds opening quarter. Here's Langelier on the curl, heart of the lane, leaves it back for Downs. Will Downs in the heart of the lane brings it back now between the circles. Cannon Kirk, left side of the key. Bounce pass across the top of the key to Thorman. Langelier on the right wing. Lost the handle, needs some help now. Downs goes back door, rises up too strong, and the rebound down to Smail, and a reach in on Thorman in the backcourt. His first, team second. 81 seconds for quarter number one. Matt Hendricks right back to the table. He's going to check in, replacing Will Downs. North Mackey 11-6 on the year. Hillsboro 5-11. The Toppers, though, have won three straight. So playing with a little bit of confidence right now. Vogel against the full court pressure off to Smail. Right down the middle of the floor. Tekin, Matouche, layup good. That's how you break full court pressure right there. Keep it in the middle of the floor and move with pace. 11-7 Toppers as we approach the final minute, first quarter. Here's Cannon Kirk on the attack. Yes, played through contact there to Cannon Kirk. All ball from Vogel, the strength of Kirk to still get it on the window and convert. Here's Drake. Leaves it for Matouche. Gavin spins left. Left-hand layup. They get slipped on the way up. Goes high up the backboard down to Hendricks. Here comes Kirk right at Tekin. Wild layup that time. No good. And the rebound down to Tekin. Long outlet to Vogel. He lost it. Langelier to the floor. He got it off to Wilson, who lost it. Picked up by Bellever. He throws it away right to Tanner Wilson. And here comes Tanner on the fly. All alone, Thorman off the window. It's good. 5 first quarter points for Thorman. Off the push from Tanner Wilson. Tied at 11. Toppers will hold for the final shot of the quarter. Clock running 15 seconds. With that last sequence, it was like a hot potato. Nobody wanted that basketball. Tekin out between the circles with 8. Being guarded by Kirk. Between the legs with 6. Works to the right. Back to Vogel with 3. Jake working on Thorman. Rises up. Fades away. No. After 8 minutes, Hillsboro and North Mac are tied at 11. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Ending first quarter here tonight, up and down the floor with good pace. Hillsboro and North Mac tied at 11. Panthers get the basketball to start the second quarter. Tanner Wilson walks it across the timeline on the floor with Grant Thorman, Will Downs, Cannon Kirk, and checking in, Hayden Pierce at the quarter. As Thorman gets all the way to the window, no one cuts him off. He lays it up and in. 7 points for Thorman. North Mac back in front, 13-11. Now Tekin loses the handle, spinning at midcourt. Here comes Wilson. Tanner, hesitation, floats it up, left it a little short. Rebound tapped away from McCamick, right to Downs. Off the window, it's good for Will Downs. And just like that, a 4-0 spurt to start the quarter for North Mac. Working against the full court pressure. Vogel comes across the timeline. Hillsboro's turned it over 6 times in not quite 8 minutes of play, or not quite 9 minutes of play. Top of the key with Bellever. Into the hands of Smail on the right wing. Dylan Smail crosses over. Gets all the way to the rim. Way too strong with the layup. And the rebound down to Will Downs. I think he anticipated contact that never came. Into the front court with Thorman. Here's Tanner. Behind the back dribble. Pulls up from 15. Off the heel. Hit the rim a second time and kicked off. Rebound to Bellever. Outlet to midcourt to Vogel. Drake now gives it back to Brock. Bellever. Underhand shovel to Dylan Smail. 6:40 first half. Smail will hand off to Jace Tekin. Back between the circles to Smail. Dylan. One dribble to the left. Hands to Tekin. Jace gets to the middle. Rises up. Around and out. Offensive rebound. McCamick kicks back to Tekin. 15-11 North Mac. They've got the first 4 points here in the second quarter. Smail out at the volleyball spike line between the circles. Back door to Vogel. Drake is cut off. Slips it in the corner to McCamick. Back to Tekin. Good recovery by North Mac there. Drake Vogel on the left wing. Bounce pass top of the key to Dylan Smail. Left wing with McCamick now. In the corner it goes to Vogel. 6 minutes for the first half. Tekin goes back door. Tough catch in traffic. Contested finish, and he couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Thorman. Here comes Grant. Coast to coast. Missed the layup, though. It's going to be off of Downs and belong to Hillsboro. Good contest at the rim that time from the Toppers. Forced the miss from Thorman. Bellever out. Matouche back on the floor for Hillsboro. Toppers have McCamick, Matouche, Vogel, Tekin, and Smail. Couple substitutions for North Mac. Evan Langelier and Cannon Kirk back on. North Mac has everybody in the backcourt. A throw ahead to Vogel. He got inside the foul line, but then was cut off, and the Toppers will pull it back and reset. Tekin spinning at the foul line. Leads for Matouche on the baseline. No. And the rebound down to Will Downs. 5.5 minutes first half. Here comes Downs into the front court. To the right elbow. He'll leave it off for Evan Langelier. Into the hands of Hayden Pierce. Pierce, the 5'11 senior, going to be called for steps. Just the second turnover on North Mac. Pierce put the ball on the ground that time and then could not stop his pivot foot from dragging. Full court pressure. Garrett Bearden on the ball for North Mac, the 6'3 senior, into the action for the first time. Full court pressure has been effective for the Panthers here tonight. Hillsborough into the front court with Drake Vogel. Off to Dylan Smale. Smale on the right wing between the circles to Andre, back on the floor with two fouls. Matouche pushed off the left block. He will turn and face on Langelier, drives the baseline and draws the foul. For Langelier, that will be his first, team's third. Nice aggressive move that time from Gavin Matouche. I'd like to see him assert himself down there on the low block. Smale looking in the right corner to Andre. Nick Andre gets a ball screen from Matouche, works into the middle of the lane. Andre hangs and draws the foul. Two free throws for Nick Andre. Fourth team foul on North Mac, as the personal foul going to go on Hayden Pierce. It'll send Andre to the free throw line. He has 5 points tonight. This will be the first foul shot of the game for the Toppers, and it's good. Six for Andre. Pulls Hillsborough to within three, 15-12. Second toss is off the heel and no good. Rebound down to North Mac. Bearden corrals it for the Panthers. He leaves it off for Will Downs. Here comes Downs. Back to Cannon Kirk. Kirk crosses over on Smale, gets into the paint, kicks to Langelier. Evan all the way to the front of the rim, lays it up and in. Andre lost his footing there as Langelier has his first bucket. 17-12 North Mac, 4.5 minutes first half. Here's Andre. Double crossover rises off the heel and down for Nick Andre. He has eight. That was a slick move. Here comes Will Downs on the left wing. This is a North Mac type of pace. They like to get up and down the floor, keep things moving. Kirk crosses over, and he's going to be called for a double dribble. Third North Mac turnover, second in the quarter. 4-11 for the first half. North Mac leading Hillsborough 17-14. Vogel and McCamick are out. Bellever is back on the floor along with Jace Teakin. Smale, the inbounder, gets it into Teakin right underneath the hoop. Now Jace full steam ahead off to Matouche into the front court. Gavin, bounce pass to Smale, and TJ Wilson just got teed up. Oh, boy. Louis Lane got him. Seemed like a quickie. TJ thought there was a travel on Matouche. Didn't get the call, said something, and Louis teed him up. So TJ's going to have to sit down the rest of the game. 4:03 for the first half. Technical foul on TJ Wilson. It'll send Gavin Matouche to the free throw line. So that will go down as the fifth team foul. Free throw for Gavin is good. Matouche now with seven. Makes it 17-15. Second free throw, no good for Matouche. She gets one out of two on the technical tosses. Now it'll be Hillsborough ball, midcourt, stage side. 4:03 for the first half, 17-15. North Mac leading. Following the technical foul on TJ Wilson, Jace Teakin brings it across the timeline. Trouble with the handle, tied up by Cannon Kirk. Toppers will keep it on the arrow. Will you get that ball too far out in front? North Mac's coming after it. Matt Hendricks checks back in. He's going to replace Cannon Kirk. Evan Langelier thought it was him. He had about three steps towards the bench. He got put back on the floor. A 2-point North Mac lead. It was tied at 11. After the opening quarter. Here's Teakin. Backdoor Smale. Good job by Thorman to get his hand on that. Deflects it off of Smale out of bounds. That was a real good job by Thorman. Conceded nothing there. 3:40 first half. North Mac with a 2-point lead and the ball. Here's Tanner Wilson. Left side of the key to Will Downs. Andre winds up on his backside, slides all the way under the hoop, leaves Wilson alone for three, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Gavin Matouche. Into the hands of Jace Teakin. Off to Smale, down on the block to Matouche. Gavin draws a double, kicks to Andre, stripped and fouled on the way up. It'll send Nick Andre to the free throw line, two foul shots. Sixth team foul on North Mac, and they're going to get Thorman. That's his second. Andre, one for two at the line, has 8 points. Toss is no good, rattled out. Drake Vogel returns, Dylan Smale out for the Toppers. As Andre will get the second free throw. This to pull Hillsborough within a point. Toss is good. 9 first half points for Nick Andre. Cannon Kirk going to return for North Mac, replacing Grant Thorman. 3:22 for quarter number two. 17-16, North Mac with the lead and the ball. Here comes Tanner across the timeline. Teakin waiting for him there in the topper man-to-man. A 1-2-2 offensive set as Wilson leads it for Downs just outside the right block. Pivots around, one bounce, middle of the lane up and in for Will Downs. He has 6. 3-point lead for North Mac. Drake Vogel in the backcourt. Jump pass finds its way to Jace Teakin in the corner to Brock Bellever. Back to Teakin on the right wing, left side of the key with Matouche. Gavin blows by Langelier, layup no good. Vogel comes in and rips it away from Will Downs. Will never saw him that time. Extra possession Toppers. Teakin absorbs contact, no whistle, and the ball comes out beyond the three-point line to Tanner Wilson. Jace Teakin had his back to the play, otherwise he might have picked that ball up. Will Downs is injured on the other end. He's asking for a timeout, and we're going to get it. Will Downs is injured. He's on his feet, but he signaled for a timeout, and immediately T.J. Wilson signaled for the timeout. Will hobbles to the bench, and he is in some serious pain. Athletic trainer Melissa Van Giesen is over tending to Will right now as he is directing Van Giesen down to his right foot or ankle region. So Hayden Pierce back on the floor. Will Downs going to go back underneath the bleachers here. Pierce open for three, left it short. Rebound to Vogel. Outlet to Teakin. He's got a run out. Jace goes up and down for the easy deuce. Jace's first bucket. And on the reach in at midcourt, they're going to get Vogel. For Drake Vogel, that is his first, team's third. 2:02 for the first half. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break. North Mac leading 19-18 here at Hillsborough. Andre is out. Smale back on for the Toppers. Tanner Wilson throws it all the way in the backcourt to Cannon Kirk. Cannon working on Smale. Comes into the front court. Works right side now. Cut off there by Vogel. Langelier winds up on the deck at the top of the key. Here's Hayden Pierce on the right wing. Hayden. Right wing to Matt Hendricks. Hendricks into the triple threat. Top of the key with Langelier. 99 seconds for the first half. Here's Cannon Kirk to the right elbow. Bounce pass to Pierce. Hayden Pierce gives it right back to Hendricks in the right corner. Off to Wilson. Tanner drives, floats it up and in. Tanner Wilson has his first bucket of the ball game. 21-18 North Mac, 80 seconds first half. Here's Drake Vogel. Leaves it off for Gavin Matouche. Matouche on the left wing. Spins away from trouble, leaves it off for Smale. He was double-teamed out there on the wing. Into the hands of Jace Teakin. Right elbow to Matouche. Lobs it down to Bellever. In the corner to Smale, right back to Bellever. Block. Down on the left block to Bellever. Back to Matouche. Vogel for three. Off the back rim, too strong. And the rebound belongs to North Max Hayden Pierce. Here comes Hendricks. On the left wing, 45 seconds for the first half. A 3-point North Mac lead. Cannon Kirk between the circles. Working on Smale. Gets to the right block. Floats it up. No. Good contest in there. And the rebound down to Matouche. Gavin Matouche races into the front court. Now he's finally slowed up by Wilson. Off to Smale. 25 seconds for the first half. Into the hands of Teakin. Right wing with Vogel. 18 seconds and counting. Here in the first half, dribble handoff with Smale. Right back to Vogel. 3-point North Mac lead. Final 10 seconds of the half. Smail to Tekin in the left corner with five. Jace bounced it off his foot, trying to go behind his back. Eight, Hillsborough turnover. So now North Mac will have a chance, plenty of time, 5.8 for the half. Pierce gets it into Wilson. He must go the length of the floor. Midcourt with three, behind the back with two. Volleyball spike line lets it fly right on line, but short, just grazed the front iron. And after two quarters, it is North Mac 21, Hillsborough 18. Time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. North Mac will start the second half with a three-point lead on the floor. Cannon Kirk, Grant Thorman, Tanner Wilson, Evan Langelier, and Matt Hendricks. Will Downs hurt his ankle in that second quarter, and I don't think we're going to see Mr. Downs again tonight. He's still being tended to by Melissa Van Giesen across the way. Panthers get the basketball to start the third quarter. Toppers have Tekin, Andre, Vogel, McCamick, and Matouche. Here's Evan Langelier on the left baseline, leaves it back for Kirk. Cannon Kirk, top of the key with Thorman. Grant Thorman being checked by Andre. Toppers right in this ball game. Can North Mac put him away and create a little space here in this third quarter? Left side of the key with Kirk. Bounce pass to Wilson. Tanner for three, but he shuffled his feet on the catch. Fourth North Mac turnover. And I thought coming into the ball game tonight, if Hillsborough could keep North Mac away from that three-point line, they would definitely have a chance. And so far, Panthers without a three-point field goal on the game. Full court pressure. Tika's pass swatted right back to him by Langelier. Vogel open for three. Can the triple? Drake's first bucket. That worked out good for the Toppers. They had a 3-1 fast break. The layup was thwarted by Langelier, but the ball deflects right to Tekin, who finds Vogel for the open three. And just like that, we are tied at 21. Langelier did a good thing, but it cost his team a point. Here's Evan. Leaves it for Wilson on the handoff. Tanner in the right corner. It goes to Thorman. Grant Thorman drives baseline. Tough angle. He got it to go. Oh, Thorman from the right side with the left hand finishes in traffic. Dangerous pass by Tekin. Middle of the floor stolen. Ninth, top turnover. Here comes Hendricks. Eurostep missed it. Offensive rebound, Langelier. Put back, count it, and the foul. Evan Langelier working on the offensive glass. Just like that, a four-point lead for North Mac and a free throw coming. The foul on McCamick. His first of the half. And Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 6:32 for the third quarter. North Mac leading Hillsborough 25-21. Back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Following the Hillsborough timeout, Evan Langelier at the free throw line, the 6'1 senior. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. The lefty's toss is good. Hit the front rim and went down for Evan. He has five, getting the start here in the second half after the ankle injury to Will Downs, and Will is still not on the North Mac bench. Here comes Tekin at the foul line. Down to the baseline, Matouche rejected by Langelier. Saved by Vogel. Ball fake up, missed it. Gavin has the rebound, lost it to Langelier. Saved by Evan underneath, right to Matt Hendricks. Long pass ahead to Thorman. What a catch by Grant on the baseline. He will dribble it back out now towards midcourt. Great job by Langelier on the inside with the denial. Here's Thorman. Dribble drive, kicks to Cannon Kirk. Kirk back to Thorman. Grant's left alone. Ball fakes the three. Drives baseline. Floats it up and in. 11 for Grant Thorman. Such a smart play there. Fake the three. Get to the 10. Good things happen when you take the ball to the hole. 28-21. Panthers with the lead. Andre bounces it off his foot. Out of bounds. 10th Topper turnover. It's a 7-0 run for North Mac after Hillsborough tied the game on the Drake Vogel three. And Joe Vanzo needs another timeout. 5:40 third quarter, 28-21. North Mac leads. Back to Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. After the topper timeout, North Mac has the ball up a touchdown, 28-21, 5.5 minutes third quarter. We were tied at 21 briefly. We were tied at 11 after the first quarter. North Mac took a three-point lead into the half. Wilson on the curl, 16-footer rimmed out. Been a tough night shooting for Tanner. Rebound down to McCamick. Off to Tekin. Jace pulls up from just outside the paint. No. Offensive rebound. Andre, the follow won't go. I don't know how that didn't go down. Now, great hustle by Andre with a dive. Saves it. Vogel on the spin, lost it, gets it back to Matouche. Now Drake for three, yes. Vogel cans the triple, his second of the quarter. That ends a 7-0 North Mac run, 28-24 Panthers lead, 4:50 third quarter. Off the hustle from Andre Hendricks for the answer. He got it right back. Matt Hendricks has five. 31-24 is the club's exchange triples. The hustle from Andre got that bucket the last time down for the Toppers, though. Here's Matouche. Backdoor Andre. Nick rises up, fouled at the rim. As Will Downs back on the floor, he's going to be called for the foul. And boy, he is really limping coming out of that play right there. He is gutting it through here tonight. For Will Downs, his first. Will's giving it everything he has here tonight. Hurt that ankle in the second quarter. Didn't start the second half, but he's back on the floor now. Free throw for Andre is good. Nick Andre now with 10 points. Gets Hillsborough to within six. McCamick out, Belliver in. Tekin also out, replaced by Dylan Smale. Nick Andre, 10 points. And that free throw is short, rattles around the rebound off of Matouche. It'll be North Mac ball. Good effort in there from Gavin. We'll keep our eye here on Will Downs and see how his movements are. He is in a lot of pain. Really taking some choppy steps, trying to protect that right ankle or foot. Wilson, backdoor lob, Thorman off the window. It's good. Sensational. A Baker's dozen for Thorman. Wilson's pass from just inside midcourt, right on the money. Vogel, that was not on the money. Ball bounced off a North Mac foot, turned over. Here comes Downs, ahead to Kirk in the corner. Thorman, corner pocket three, got it. Grant Thorman with 16, and Joe Vanzo needs his third timeout of the quarter. He's down to one for the game. 3:56 for the third. North Mac has opened it up. They lead Hillsborough 36-25. Back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WQSMI. Following the timeout, Toppers facing full court pressure off to Matouche. Finds Vogel down the sideline. He pulls up and cans the three off the right wing. His third triple of the quarter. 8-point lead for North Mac. Here's Tanner Wilson. Drives left baseline. Back to Grant. He'll try for the answer. Missed it left side this time. Rebound down to Smale and fouled by Thorman. Looked like a clean picking of the pocket there, but they're going to get Grant with his third. Second team foul of the half. Langelier back in. Hayden Pierce back in. It'll be Thorman out and Kirk out. In the backcourt, Toppers will have the ball. They'll face the full court pressure from the Panthers. Now North Mac falls back into a half court man-to-man. 3:20, quarter number three. 8-point lead for North Mac. Find the hot hand. That's Drake Vogel right now. Andre will fire off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Evan Langelier. Off to Will Downs. Throw ahead to Pierce. Back to Wilson. Quarter three. Got it. Tanner Wilson, his first triple. He has five. Nice job by Pierce. He made the catch. Full sprint under the rim. And it all in one motion. Found Wilson in the left corner for the three. 39-28 North Mac. Here's Matouche. Drives baseline, works on Langelier, pivots around, lays it up and in. Great job by Matouche to force his way to the proper angle. 39-30, North Mac leads. Wilson, nice, fine. Langelier off the window, it's good. Seven for Langelier, five in the quarter. And back to an 11-point North Mac lead. Andre on the attack. Vogel for three, rimmed it around and down. 12 points for Vogel. Four threes in the quarter. Got the shooter's bounce right there. Rimmed it, bounced high off the window and went down. 41-33, North Mac, and a hand check out front on the Toppers. Comes with 2:16 to play third quarter. They'll get Dylan Smale. For Dylan, his first. Second on the Toppers here in the half. Tekin returns, Andre out. Toppers battling here. North Mac trying to put him away. 41-33, Panthers lead with the ball. A Panther at each corner of the lane. Wilson on the baseline inbound. Into Pierce, off to Hendricks. Now Tanner runs the baseline, has it in the left corner and away from the ball. A whistle and foul. It's going to be on North Mac. They're going to get, I do believe, Langelier with the old moving screen. His second, it'll go down as North Mac's fifth turnover, third foul of the half. DJ Wilson has to stay seated over there. He got teed up about midway through the second quarter. That's the rule in high school. You get a technical as the coach, you have to sit the rest of the game. Matouche coast to coast and draws the foul. No one stopped the ball, and Gavin wasn't giving it up in that spot. Fourth team foul on North Mac. And Matouche at the free throw line. Let's see, they got the foul on Matt Hendricks. That'll be his second. Free throw for Gavin is off the heel too strong. Matouche with nine. He's now 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Garrett Bearden at the table for North Mac, the 6'3 senior, replacing Langelier. Matouche to get Hillsborough within 7. Toss is good. All the iron and down for Gavin. He's in a double figures with 10. North Mac quickly into the front court with 2 passes. Tanner Wilson left wing. Top of the key with Cannon Kirk. Cannon Kirk on the dribble, leaves for Pierce. Hayden Pierce into the hands of Hendricks, right side of the key. Matt Hendricks, triple threat. Pierce left wing. Top of the key with Kirk. 105 seconds to the third. Cannon, dribble drive, kicks to Hendricks. Open, 4-3. Got it. Matt Hendricks, that was contested late. And the high arcer goes down, his second three of the quarter. 44-34, North Mac, 90 seconds to play third. Vogel off to Matouche. Gavin, left elbow works on Garrett Bearden. Left hand, no. Tough angle there from the baseline. Rebound down to Matt Hendricks. Minute 15. Poked away by Vogel. Drake to the floor, and he got the timeout. But it's Hillsborough's final timeout, and that comes with a minute 14 to play in the third quarter. Vogel, though, gets possession back for the Toppers with the good hustle. 44-34, North Mac leading. Back to Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. Will Downs gave it a go, a heck of a gutsy effort from the young man tonight, the 6'1 senior, but he is done now for the evening. He is sitting behind the bench, an ice bag on his right ankle with his shoe and sock removed. So he gave it a go. He did all he could do, but you could tell he was really laboring out there with that ankle injury. Toppers have the ball. Matouche leaves it for Andre. Front of the rim, lays it up and in. Nick Andre has a dozen points. 8-point lead for North Mac. Clock running 50 seconds to the third quarter. Here's Matt Hendricks on the left wing. Thought about the three instead. Puts it on the floor, brings it back between the circles. North Mac will work a little bit of clock here. Hands off to Tanner Wilson. Tanner standing in the center jump circle. HHS in black block lettering to midcourt here at Hillsborough. Home of the Hilltoppers and cursive lettering at midcourt across the way. 25 seconds for the third. 44-36. Panthers leading, holding for the final shot. Hendricks hands off to Pearson. Away for the ball. A foul on North Mac. That'll be their sixth turnover, their second turnover, resulting from an offensive foul. They're going to get Cannon Kirk, his first, team's fifth. Now Hillsborough a chance, down 8, 19.9 seconds for the third quarter. North Mac will fall back into their half-court man-to-man. In it goes to Vogel. He's been hot in the quarter. 4 threes in the quarter for Drake Vogel. Could he make it 5? Whole different ball game if Hillsborough gets points here going to the fourth. They trail by 8. Tekin, Andre, left wing with 6. Nick Andre with 5 in the corner. Andre behind the back with 3. Rises baseline, and he's fouled with 1.1 second for the quarter. Free throws for Nick Andre. Sixth team foul on North Mac. And let's see, I think it's going to be Kirk. Yes. Cannon Kirk's second. Nick Andre at the free throw line. A dozen points for Andre. 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Now we're going to get an official conversation right in the middle of the lane. All the players lined up for the foul shot. And right now we've got a discussion amongst our officials. Probably just confirming who the foul was on. That's exactly what it was. Louis Lane gets his confirmation. It was on Cannon Kirk. So at the free throw line, Nick Andre, he'll get 2 tosses here. He was fouled on the release. Toss, good. 13 for Andre, a 7-point lead for North Mac. They led by three entering the quarter. It was tied briefly at 21. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Rebound to Bearden, and that's the quarter. After three, it is North Mac, 44. Hillsboro, 37. We're back with the muddy quarter following these messages on WSMI. Here we go, money quarter. Toppers get it to start. Andre on the attack, wave it off, fouled on the floor. It is the seventh team foul on North Mac, and one in bonus for the Toppers. 44-37 North Mac. Hillsboro right in this ballgame. North Mac outscored the Toppers 23-19 in an entertaining third quarter. Andre has 13 points, make it 14 as he puts home the first toss. Hillsboro was 3 of 6 in that third quarter from the foul line, 6 of 12 for the game. Both teams hit four triples in that third. All four for Hillsboro came courtesy of Drake Vogel. Second free throw for Andre, too long, and the rebound down to Kirk. He races into the front court, leaves it back for Matt Hendricks. He hit a pair of triples in that third quarter for North Mac. Tanner Wilson had one, and Grant Thorman had the other. Thorman leads the way with 16 for the Panthers. He's playing, though, with three personal fouls. The Panthers playing without Will Downs, out with that ankle injury. Down to Langelier, off the window, it's good. Utilized the ball fake nicely, got his defender in the air, off the feed from Thorman. Grant Thorman does so many things for this North Mac team. Down to Matouche, draws the double. Out to Smale for three, got it. Dylan Smale, good time for his first bucket. And just like that, the lead is down to five. The defense sagged on Matouche, and Gavin made the smart basketball play. 6:50 ball game, 46-41 North Mac. Thorman has Smale stay right with him. Out it goes to Wilson near midcourt, being checked by Tekin. Two coaches' sons battling right there, and Tanner Wilson and Jace Tekin. Down to Langelier, back to Thorman in the right corner. Top of the key, it goes to Hendricks. Back to Tanner. The difference is Tanner plays for his dad. Of course, Jace's dad, Brett, the longtime coach of the Lady Toppers. Wilson for three, almost banked it in. Rebound tapped around. It's Langelier coming up with it. Took it away from Matouche. Off to Kirk, back to Langelier. Blocked by Gavin, gets it back to Langelier, fouled by Vogel. Second personal on Drake Vogel. Third team foul on the Toppers. 6:11 to play in the ballgame. A 5-point lead for North Mac. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106. Free throw for Langelier is good. Evan now with 10. Of course, you got the Sangamon County Tournament going tonight, the Winchester Invitational and the Mohawk Classic all happening tonight on the boys' side. We'll have more hoops Friday night. Litchfield will be at North Mac live at 7:30 here on FM 106 as the free throw rattles out for Langelier. Rebound down to the Toppers. They trail by six. Here comes Tekin. Off to Vogel. Down on the block to Matouche. Tough catch. Couldn't make it cleanly. Turned over. That pass was right at his feet and went through his legs. Picked up by Kirk. Now Matouche with the pressure in the backcourt. Gavin making it tough on Cannon. Kirk finally across the timeline, and TJ Wilson going to take a timeout. 5:51 to play in the money quarter. North Mac 47. Hillsboro 41. Back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this basketball action on your Tuesday night. North Mac leading Hillsboro 47-41. Panthers have the basketball, 5:40 to play. Wilson between the legs, leaves it for Kirk on the left wing. He is double-teamed, gets it down to Langelier. He put it on the floor, lost it to Matouche. Now Evan dives to the deck, but it's picked up by Matouche, and then he's fouled heading up the floor, and he'll be at the free throw line. Eighth team foul on North Mac. Clock will stop, 5:32 to play. Can the Toppers make hay from the foul line? Matouche, 10 points tonight. He is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Got to make the first to get the second. Toppers trail by 6. Toss, good. Boy, the front end of the one in bonus is so critical. If you miss it, it feels like you missed two. Second toss for Gavin. He got the pair. A dozen for Matouche, and the lead is four. This is as close as the Toppers have been since it was tied at 21. North Macklin in a quick 7-0 spurt after that. Kirk picked up his dribble. He's in trouble out of midcourt. Gets it away to Thorman and T.J. Wilson. He's going to take another timeout. Hillsboro's burned through their timeouts. They used four in the third quarter. North Mac has used two quick timeouts here in succession. 5:17 to play. North Mac 47, Hillsboro 43. Back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Hard-nosed basketball game here tonight. Guts and determination on both sides. Boy, both these teams want this victory in a big, big way. Of course, for Hillsboro, it would be four straight wins. For North Mac, it would be a nice bounce-back win after they got hammered by Riverton the other night. 47-43, North Mac leading. We approach the five-minute mark of the ball game. Wilson, oh, back door. Thorman countered in the foul. 18 for Grant Thorman. The beautiful backdoor cut. Wilson to Thorman for two and one more. That was a slick pass from Tanner Wilson. Bounce pass off the dribble through traffic right on the money to Thorman. Then he finished with contact at the rim. And foul on Bellever, his third. Free throw good for Thorman. He has 19 points. Next, that was the first on Bellever. They still had the three for number 21, Grant Thorman, up there. 50-43, what a huge three-point play out of the timeout. Executed perfectly for what T.J. Wilson drew up. Vogel, top of the key, leaves it for Bellever off to Tekin. Jace rises at the foul line, left it a little bit short, rebound down to Matt Hendricks. Big possession right here, a seven-point lead for North Mac, and a reach-in foul on the Toppers out at midcourt. It'll be the fifth team foul on Hillsboro. They're going to get Gavin Matouche with the personal. Sideline midcourt for North Mac. Thorman gets it into Tanner Wilson. Tanner gives it right back to Grant. 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. A seven-point Panther lead. Here's Matt Hendricks. Bounce pass, top of the key to Evan Langelier. Back door, Wilson off the window, rattles it down to Tanner Wilson. He has seven as North Mac taking advantage of the Hillsboro overplay and going back door. Drake Vogel attacks, tough angle, missed it off the baseline. Rebound out of bounds off of Matouche. I think the official's going to get together here. And usually when this happens, you have a change. And we will not have a change. Steve DeClercq had it. Rob Sitton came in, and Steve said, nope, I saw it clearly. The North Mac ball. That's what you want, though. You want the officials getting together. Whether they change the call or not, that's not the point. Getting the call right is the point. And I think they got it right. 52-43, North Mac leads halfway through the money quarter. Thorman. Bounce pass on the right wing to Cannon Kirk. Cannon Kirk working on Matouche, pulls it back now at the volleyball spike line. Keeps the dribble alive as he works towards the left. Now he brings it back between the circles. Off to Thorman. Volleyball spike line extended. Grant Thorman trying to get past Andre. Can't do it. Back it goes towards midcourt with Cannon Kirk. 52-43 North Mac. Clock running, 3:20 to play. Cannon Kirk crosses over on Matouche. Gets into the paint. Back to Langelier. He'll pull it back now as it goes into the hands of Hendricks. North Mac has the floor spread working clock. Down to Hendricks off the window. It's good off the delicious find from Cannon Kirk. 10 for Matt Hendricks. Here comes Vogel. Lost the handle, but he goes right to Andre. Nick rises up. Yes, for Nick Andre. 16 for Andre. 54-45. In the back court and a hip check there as they'll get Tekin on the foul against Wilson. Sixth team foul. Next one puts North Mac to the line. 2:51 to play in the ball game. It'll be Hendricks to throw in for North Mac in the backcourt. Matt Hendricks wearing the black headband to keep that big head of hair under control. Foul on Andre at midcourt as Thorman wound up on the deck. He'll be at the free throw line. Tell you what, North Mac has good hair game. Matt Hendricks has a nice head of hair. Will Bounce has a nice head of hair. Or as bald people would call it, lettuce. I've got hair. I don't need to call it that. I'm just telling you they got a couple good heads of hair on the team. Free throw for Thorman is good. Grant has had a nice ball game tonight. 20 points. Back to a 10-point lead. This was a 4-point game just a few moments ago. Free throw for Thorman, no good. It was a 4-point game. North Mac called the timeout, ran a beautiful backdoor set that ended in an old-fashioned 3-point play from Thorman. Vogel off the Tekin, rises at the foul line, left it short, rebound down to Cannon Kirk. Good, tough rebound there from Kirk as he rips it away. And now he's going to be fouled the midcourt as he knifed through multiple topper defenders. They'll get Matouche. Hillsboro over the limit with their eighth team foul. One in bonus for Cannon Kirk and North Mac. Clock stops with 2:28 to play. Hillsboro will be back at it Saturday at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, a 2:30 game against Taylorville. We'll have live coverage here on FM 106. Free throw is good for Cannon Kirk. He has three. North Mac will be back in action Friday, hosting Litchfield. We'll have live coverage of that at 7:30 Friday night on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Kirk made the first. The second is good. Four for Cannon Kirk, 57-45 North Mac, 2:25 for the ball game. Smail, handoff to Vogel, stolen by Wilson. Tanner goes up and down for the easy deuce. Nine for Tanner Wilson. And it's 59-45. It was 47-43 at one point, North Mac. Now 59-45. Vogel for three, left that one short after he made four of them in the third quarter. Rebound to Kirk. Midcourt to Langelier. Inside of 2 minutes for the game. Back to Cannon Kirk. Bounce pass across the floor to Wilson. Right back to Kirk it goes. High post to Hendricks. Down to Thorman. Rejected by Andre, but a foul on Matouche. Two free throws for Grant Thorman. Look at the third personal on Gavin Matouche. Thorman at the free throw line. He has 20 points for the ball game. 13 here in the second half. Free throw for Grant is good. 21 for Grant Thorman, the 5'8 senior. He gets after it, both ends of the floor at all times. Free throw, good. 22 for Thorman. TJ Wilson wasn't happy with the effort against Riverton on Friday. He'll be happy with the effort here tonight against Hillsboro. Andre drives the baseline, draws the foul. They'll get Cannon Kirk on the personal. North Mac brought it from the opening tap with their defensive intensity. And how do I know TJ Wilson was happy with the defensive intensity early? Because he flat told me before the ball game, as Andre makes the first free throw, he said, if we don't play defense early, I'll be making a line change. And there was no line change as they came with full court pressure and set the tone from the get-go. Second free throw for Andre, a little bit short. Offensive rebound, Matouche had it, lost it, and picked up by Grant Thorman. Grant in the backcourt, keeps a dribble alive. He's double-teamed, now a pass in the mid into the front court to Matt Hendricks. Hendricks off to Cannon Kirk, 85 seconds. Kirk fouled. Smail came up with the steal, but that was after the foul on Cannon Kirk. They'll get Jace Tekin with the foul. That's double bonus now for Hillsboro, so two free throws for North Mac. 84 seconds to play in the game. 61-46, Panthers leading. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106. As Cannon Kirk has 4 points, 2 of 2 from the line, and puts that toss home. Don't think he's touched the iron in any of the three makes. As pure can be. See if he can do it for the fourth time. Nope, short. Rebound down to Hillsboro. Here comes Matouche into the front court. Gavin all the way to the rim, lost the handle on the way up, but he's fouled by Evan Langelier. That'll stop the clock with a minute 19 to play and send Gavin Matouche back to the charity stripe. 12 points tonight for Gavin. 4 out of 6 from the foul line. Toss. Good. A Baker's dozen now for Gavin. Hillsburg going to see their 3-game winning streak come to an end here tonight. Second free throw for Matouche. Good. Gavin gets the pair. He has 14 for the game. 62-48 North Mac. Here comes Thorman into the front court. Across the timeline, back to Wilson now, just in front of midcourt. Tanner handling out front in the left corner to Langelier, right back to Tanner it goes. Clock running into the final minute of the ball game. Looks like the Toppers are not in the business of fouling here. Wilson attacks, stripped, lost it from behind, picked up off the floor by Vogel. Tekin open for three, back rim to too strong. Rebound tapped around. Andre and Kirk battling, goes out of bounds off of Kirk. Here's the line change for North Mac now. Garrett Bearden checks in, 6'3 senior. Carson Rayner checks in, 5'10 junior. Cole Latala checks in, 5'8 sophomore. Cooper Starks is in, a 6'5 freshman. And Gabe Gibbons is in, a 5'11 junior. For the Toppers, Ian Malloy is in, 6'2 sophomore. Ethan Blankenship is in, a 5'10 senior. Also on the floor, you have Bryce Connor, a 5'9 sophomore. As the ball is thrown away on the inbounds, that's Brady Meyer getting it in. And North Mac comes up with the turnover. Also for Hillsboro, Ethan Lintz is on the floor. Final half a minute here from Hillsboro, 62-48. North Mac pulled away late. Rayner for three, rimmed it, no good. It's out of bounds. It'll be Hillsboro ball. It was 47-43. Hillsboro got the lead down to 4 in the fourth quarter, but then North Mac finished strong and pulled away. 18 seconds for the game. Here's a 3-ball almost banked in by Blankenship around the world and out. 10 seconds to play. 62-48, barring a late bucket, that's going to be your final as Hatala will hold out at midcourt. And North Mac comes into Hillsboro and gets the non-conference victory, 62-48 over the Toppers. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. North Mac outscored Hillsboro 18-11 in the fourth quarter. They win it 62-48. Toppers had it down to a 4-point game in that fourth quarter. TJ Wilson called the timeout, set up a beautiful set play out of the timeout. Tanner Wilson had the ball deep on the right wing. Backdoor cut, a perfect pass threaded right on the money to Grant Thorman. He finished at the rim, drew the foul, converted the free throw. The lead went up to 7. It was 50-43, and North Mac never looked back after that. They went at 62-48. We were tied at 11 after 1. Panthers led by 3 at the half. It was a 7-point game after 3. Told you Toppers got it down to 4 early in the fourth. North Mac, though, wins at 62-48. Grant Thorman finishes with 22 points. That leads all scorers. 10 points for Evan Langelier. 10 points for Matt Hendricks. 9 points for Tanner Wilson. 6 points for Will Downs. Will had to leave the game with an ankle injury. He hurt his ankle late in the second quarter. Did not start the second half. Came back, played a few minutes, gave it a go, but then he had to take the shoe and the sock off and get the ice bag on the right ankle. So we certainly wish Will Downs a speedy recovery. Cannon Kirk had 5 points tonight for North Mac. They were 10 of 14 from the free throw line. They hit 4 threes, all came in the third quarter, and they were well-timed 3 because Hillsboro got hot in that third quarter as well. They hit 4 triples also, but North Mac was able to answer a couple of those threes and keep the Hillsboro Hilltoppers at bay here tonight. Toppers went 12 of 20 from the foul line, 6 of 8 in that fourth quarter. 17 points for Nick Andre, 14 for Gavin Matouche, a dozen for Drake Vogel, and 3 points for Dylan Smale. I had Hillsboro unofficially for 14 turnovers, North Mac for 8. With the loss, Hillsboro's 3-game win streak is over. They are now 5-12 on the year. They will be back at it Saturday at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament playing Taylorville. We'll have live coverage of that game at 2:30 Saturday on FM 106. With the win, North Mac is now 12-6 on the year. They will be back in action Friday hosting Litchfield. We'll have live coverage of that ball game at 7:30 Friday night on WSMI FM 106. Fun game here tonight. Great pace, great intensity on both sides, and North Mac gets it done 62-48 with the win over Hillsboro. Thanks to all the folks here at Hillsboro High School, Aaron Duff, Mr. Stritzel, all the folks associated with Hillsboro. We thank them for their hospitality each and every time we come into town. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight and throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports, right here on WSMI FM 106. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Your final one more time, North Mac beats Hillsboro tonight, 62-48. I am Tim Mize, and we say so long from Toppertown.